And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 3rd of September, 2015. It was on this day in 1947, a book was published in which a little rabbit wanders around his room, saying goodnight to his comb and his brush and his bowl full of mush. Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. It became a bestseller and a book to read to children to put them to sleep. It's the birthday of Alison Lurie, novelist, Chicago, 1926, author of The Truth About Lauren Jones and Foreign Affairs. Alison Lurie, who said about her characters, "I want them all to have happy endings, although I do realize this is not true to life, but I get attached to my characters, and I don't really want to do them in. And I think it is significant that the only book of mine that got a big literary award, the Pulitzer Prize for Foreign Affairs, was the only one in which I've killed off a major character. Somehow tragedy attracts awards and comedy does not." It's the birthday of the man who said form follows function, the architect Louis Sullivan, Boston, 1856. It's the birthday of the anthropologist Lauren Isley, born Lincoln, Nebraska, 1907, taught anthropology for 30 years at the University of Pennsylvania, and wrote popular books about anthropology and evolution, The Immense Journey, The Unexpected Universe, and others, about the evolution of the brain and the development of consciousness in humans. He wrote, "For the first time in 4 billion years, a living creature had contemplated himself and heard with a sudden, unaccountable loneliness, the whisper of wind in the night reeds." It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Orne Jewett, born in South Berwick, Maine, 1849, best known for her collection of stories, The Country of the Pointed Firs, which was published in 1896. Stories about the people of Maine and old country ways that were quickly dying out there at the end of the 19th century. Sarah Orne Jewett, who said, "You must find your own quiet center of life and write from that." And it was on this date in 1838, Frederick Douglass boarded a train in Baltimore and escaped from slavery to go north and to campaign tirelessly for the abolition of slavery and also for women's suffrage. Here's a poem for today by Douglas Getch, "Swimming to New Zealand." Once or twice in life, you find a woman you'd swim the ocean for. What are you doing, friends will ask, as you perfect your stroke, meantime pitying everyone outside of love. Your only obstacle, the blue Pacific, where your sun sinks, she's dressing in the morning, and when the dawn comes reaching back around, turning up the volume in your city, she's drawing blinds, removing her makeup. If you were Gatsby, you would build a mansion in some cove off the Tasmanian Sea and throw parties to lure her in. You're not, of course, though nothing's impossible except life without her. And so you swim. A poem by Douglas Getch, "Swimming to New Zealand," from his collection Nameless Boy, published by Orchises Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.